And this is Tate Servance coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom with your news for the hour. There were definitely some tense moments in two Thumb area school districts that received threats on Thursday morning. In Huron County, the Unionville-Sebring Area School District and the Millington School District in Tuscola County were targets of false threats. The threat at USA Schools didn't release the nature of the threat that was made. And in regards to the threat in Millington Schools, it was classified as a bomb threat. Both schools went into secure mode until law enforcement in both counties investigated the threats, which both turned out to be unfounded, and sites were secured. Because both incidents are under review, additional information is not being released at this time. And a fast-moving response by deputies in Lapeer County led to the arrest of a 19-year-old man following reports of suspicious activity in North Branch. Authorities say 911 was called Thursday afternoon about a man loitering at an apartment complex, where deputies made contact with the suspect in a parking lot and discovered he was carrying a concealed handgun. When deputies attempted to take him into custody, the man fled on foot, prompting a short pursuit. He was quickly apprehended before reaching nearby businesses. Investigators later determined the 9mm handgun in his possession had been stolen from another county. The suspect now faces several charges, including possession of a stolen firearm, carrying a concealed weapon, and resisting arrest. He was arraigned Friday and remains held in the Lapeer County Jail on a $30,000 bond with a probable cause hearing scheduled for early April. And in Port Hope, a Port Hope man is facing the possibility of a lengthy prison sentence after authorities say he took a pickup truck without permission and crashed it into a stop sign late last year. 54-year-old Frederick Arthur McCoy entered a no-contest plea this week in Huron County 52nd Circuit Court to unlawfully driving away a motor vehicle. Because of his status as a habitual offender, however, the charge carries a potential sentence of up to 10 years behind bars. Prosecutors say the incident happened on New Year's Eve in Huron Township, when McCoy allegedly took a friend's truck without permission and crashed it, leaving the vehicle heavily damaged after striking a stop sign. Court records show that McCoy has prior felony convictions, including arson, receiving or concealing a stolen vehicle, and domestic violence in Saginaw County. Under a plea agreement, prosecutors will not pursue additional habitual offender enhancements, and that McCoy would also be required to pay full restitution to the truck's owner, and the Michigan Secretary of State's office could suspend his driver's license for up to a year. Sentencing is scheduled for May 18th before Judge Gerald M. Prill, and McCoy remains out on bond pending that hearing. And we will be right back after this brief PSA.
Wildfire can easily destroy homes and neighborhoods. If your community is affected by wildfires, contractors may approach you with incredible promises about how they can help. However, what seems too good likely is. Dishonest contractors may be hoping to take advantage of your situation without doing any work at all. Don't fall victim to contractor fraud. Check references, get estimates from three professionals, and turn away any contractors you did not contact. If you suspect fraud, call 800-TEL-NICB. A public service message from the National Insurance Crime Bureau.
And we're back, and that was your news for the hour, but you can always go to thumbnet.net anytime, anywhere for more news, weather, cancellations, and obituaries. I'm Tate Servance, coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom.